I'm Amanda Sanfilippo. I am with Locust Projects. I'm the development associate, and I also execute some of our public programming, most specifically Locust Roundtables, a series of open format discussions and topics in contemporary art proposed and moderated by members of the art community in Miami and beyond. The topics and the formats are experimental. And that means that people talk about exactly what they want to talk about in the way they want to talk about it. So, to be quite specific, some of the roundtables that have resonated as exemplifying that are Cara Despain, who is a Miami-based artist, and Sylvie Fortin, who is now the curator of the Montreal Biennial. They proposed a roundtable called the Criticality Debates, and the Criticality Debates literally set up two teams where we brought up questions about how to critically evaluate an artwork, and then really ran this very theatrical performative event where there was back and forth and there were the pulling out of questions and utilizing like a stopwatch. On the other side, artists have done, there was a very recent one that Aramis Gutierrez, a local Miami-based artist, mounted entitled, "Why Don't You Move to LA?" That was mostly about Aramis putting out there some ideas about what does it mean to make art in a non-hub, and what does it mean to think about hubs like New York or LA as distribution centers, and then how does a regional identity enter into the picture, and how can mid-career artists sustain a creative life in non-hub cities, and is it actually advantageous to them? And then that became this whole discussion about people coming and going from Miami and the benefits of it being a transient place and the benefits of working in a non-hub. And we had access to Skyping in a Miami-based artist, Bert Rodriguez, who had left. So we Skyped him in and asked him questions through the iPad on Skype, and he became part of the conversation as well. So the format completely, you know, was wild. I actually like to not use anything projected, because when you start to project images, there starts to become that viewer audience thing. And this is really about like looking at each other and literally talking and using everything we have in our mental, you know, equipment to like really have a conversation and be really engaged. And I think that's the best. I think that's the best they can be.